and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 18th of January at 7:22. Well, she is Colleen Mitchell. She is the co-chair of the EFOS Roundup Auction coming up March 1st at the Anderson Building, and she is live with us right now on our Primetime Newsmaker. Colleen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm warm and toasty. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, we're glad to have you in, and you've got to be excited here with the EFOS Roundup Auction now just a few weeks out.
I am excited. It's always a fun time. It welcomes spring, and we've got a great auction committee and lots of things lined up for this year.
Well, when you say EFOS Auction, Colleen is not fibbing when she says a lot of things lined up. You know, the list of auction items is always tremendous. The auction items are really nice and unique. And it all goes to benefit the Emporia Friends of the Zoo and the David Traylor Zoo right here in Emporia. Well, Chuck alluded to it. March the 1st is the auction date. I assume the Anderson Building will be the location, Colleen?
That's correct. We love that place. It accommodates all the people, and we're set up and ready to go.
Well, let's talk about the lineup, exactly how things will fall into place on March the 1st, Colleen.
Okay. Well, the live auction will begin at 6:30. We're going to open our doors at 6 o'clock. We've got great food by Smoke and O's Barbecue and Cash Bar by Turquoise Tavern. And, you know, Ron, you're going to be our MC and auctioneer. Paul Hancock will be there. Lisa says this is our 31st annual EFOS Roundup fundraiser. How long have you been doing it?
It'd be about 31 years.
That seems like so long. We've got a past, and we know how to do it. Our office staff is awesome, and our auction committee, as well as our board, is involved and engaged. So we're really excited. And you said we had some great things lined up. Well, we do again. They're coming in. We've got some great sports packages and memorabilia. John Lohmeyer, again, has promised a Chiefs package. Joe Bob Clements is donating some Oklahoma State football tickets. We've got Oklahoma Thunder tickets are going to also be offered. We've got a Jordy Nelson signed and framed jersey, as well as some of the old standbys. Evora Wheeler's still bringing her pies. We've got the Tabaris taco dinner, Jeannie Jenkins cookies. This is something I kind of want right now, a load of firewood from Gary and Mindy Sadowski.
Yeah.
So stuff is great, and people are eager, and we're just ready to sell some tickets.
Indeed. Well, before we start talking about how people can get their tickets here, you mentioned 30-plus years of really not only Roundup gatherings, but Roundup success. What has made this auction really a staple here of the late winter, early springtime calendar here for the city?
You know, the zoo attracts a lot of people, and we just kind of are free to the public, and it's a great location if you're coming from Wichita, Kansas City, Topeka, wherever, or you just are locally here. And I think our improvements are appealing to people, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, it is. People love the zoo, and you're right. It's a festive atmosphere, and the auction items are great, and it's a lot of fun, and the people know that the money's going for a very great cause that all kinds of people enjoy, and that's the David Traylor Zoo that has seen many improvements here over the past couple of years, and the improvements and the renovations continue, Colleen, out there. It's looking good, isn't it?
It is looking good. I think that the office staff is moving back into the new education center, and they've got a grand opening planned for maybe toward the end of the month. So, yes, it's going to be a great spring.
All right, let's talk about how we can get tickets. How much are they, Colleen?
Tickets individually are $40, or you can get a table of eight for $320. All of our board members have tickets. You can also call the zoo office at 341-4365 for more information or getting tickets. We are contacting people that have been sponsors in the past, and you know, you can get a table of eight plus a tour and a couple of other things for $1,500. $1,000 sponsorship donation will get you a table of eight. $750, you get four tickets on down to just about whatever you want to give. And you know, last year we sold out, so you got to get your tickets early, or you know, you snooze, you will lose, because we can only accommodate, I don't remember last year, Ron, 500 maybe?
Yeah.
Is about our max. Yeah.
Colleen, I wanted to ask you, and it kind of loops back to one of our previous points here about, you know, the success of the auction, the longevity of the auction, but really your thoughts and EFA's thoughts about those improvements that we've seen here at the zoo. And it's not just with the Oasis Capital campaign, which still garners headlines with the construction that's ongoing, but all the different enhancements. You know, you're looking at the outreach coordinator position that also gets some funding from this as well, and just continuing to keep the David Traylor Zoo as a crown jewel here for the city of Emporia.
Yeah, again, I'm going to say our services are free, which really makes it a great opportunity for local people that might not be able to go to a really big zoo somewhere and get the conservation and get the education and get the hands-on experiences. And if people don't come for the animals, they come for the plants. So we're known for that. Our new education building's got these two big, going to be state-of-the-art classrooms. And you said we've got a full-time educator who's really looking forward to moving into those larger spaces, plus a really awesome outdoor classroom that's going to be a new addition. So it does just continue to get better, and we're able to provide in that, and the auction is one of our main fundraisers. It really does bring in money for conservation and education, plus maintenance and improvements at the zoo. So we very much need it and appreciate it and look forward to it.
Now, Colleen Mitchell, who is with the Emporia Friends of the Zoo, one of the co-chairs for the EFAS Roundup Auction coming up March the 1st at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. If people still would like to donate maybe some auction items or other stuff, can they do that, Colleen?
Oh, you bet. You bet they can call the zoo office, call any of the board members. We'll be contacting people that have contributed in the past as well. And we'll be taking things really, we'd like to have them early in February, but, you know, we're not going to turn anybody down. So, yes, please give and please attend and enjoy.
All right, Colleen, for folks that want tickets, how do they get them? And how soon do we need to get them?
You can get them now. Like I said, each board member has a packet, so we would gladly sell to you. They can be purchased via PayPal on our website at www.efoz.org. You can call the zoo office, 341-4365. We'll deliver tickets to you if it's too cold for you to get out.
See?
So, yeah.
Going the extra mile, as always.
No excuse not to get out.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that efoz.org, is that a new website?
It probably is. You know, the city in the last couple of years has kind of been tightening those things up, and they do a little more maintenance. It used to be just zoo staff doing it. So, yes.
Yeah, so check that out. Cool. EFOZ, EFOZ.org. Well, Colleen, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You bet. We'll see you soon.
All right, good to talk to you. Colleen Mitchell, who's with the Emporia Friends of the Zoo and is a co-chair along with Nick Roth for this year's EFOS Roundup Fundraising Auction. coming up March the 5th, March the 1st at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds.
All right. If you want to be part of our newsmaker spots, the 7:20 weekday spot, our next available date is a week from tomorrow on the 26th. And if you want a morning show spot, those are really hard.